Tango Mobile. Punch, KN4, TFW. It was excellent. Royal Canadian flounder with coleslaw and onion rings. And, you know, and lots of good fresh hush puppies. It was wonderful.
I'm from Anderson. Now I'm out here in the ball field here in Greer walking the dog.
You must have a handy scratchy with you.
Too bad, as long as the wind ain't blowing.
One or two of those around the house I use. Let me sneeze in your face.
Yeah, this is an any tone. It appears to work pretty good. It'll do the DMR, and I'm just now starting to get into that.
It's too expensive for my blood for just 2 meters, and also, I mean, I've just stayed with what I've got. I've got a Baofang, and I've also got an ICOM HT, both. I got one of each. So. Anyway, it's what it is. And yeah, that was a very good lunch, and I'm satisfied for the rest of the day. Of course, I'm going to get on 20 meters this afternoon about 3 o'clock and see if I can make some more contacts on the 20-meter net this afternoon. You might check us out if you got 20-meter capability. We use a net logger for our logging, and our net will start, they'll start taking pre-net check-ins about 2:30, and the net will start about 3 o'clock. And usually we had a bunch of people yesterday on the 20-meter net. A lot of folks made a lot of contacts, you know, around the country, and a news station's always welcome.
I think you're going to be on.
Well, our base frequency is 14,320, but we have to vary that. Of course, we vary that since we don't have nobody owns a frequency. And there's a couple of CUSO parties on this weekend, or at least one Kentucky CUSO parties on this weekend. And also, you'll find a lot of Parks on the Air folks on. So we vary it, but we start somewhere around 320. And like I said, you pull up NetLogger and look for the 3905 Century Club 20-meter sideband net, and it'll tell you there what frequency they're actually on, the net control is actually on.
Might have to check it out. I've been trying to do that, get all the states for that Lewis and Clark trail that started this weekend, and that I think it runs through the 19th. So far I've got two out of the 16.
Well, I've forgotten about that. I may have to look around and see if some of those are on this afternoon. Who knows? And everything, see what they do. Are they all on, there's some on CW. I can probably pick up a few on CW. I did with, in fact, the last time they did the 13 colonies. I made all the contacts but one, and the only reason by it because he was in England, and I didn't get could never get a good solid copy on him. But I worked all the 13 states on CW, and one of the two special events that were part of it too. So I got 14 out of 15 and worked them all on CW.
Yeah, that's on my list to learn how to do CW, but I haven't progressed that far yet. Maybe when I have a little bit more time.
Well, keep in mind, I've been doing this for about 32 years now. So I've had time to work on it, and of course I'm retired, and I think you're still working, aren't you?
About 29 years in experience behind you.
Sometime. And it took me 5 years before I got my HF license, I've been a ham for 32 years now. As soon as I get me an application for it, I can go for the QCW Quarter Century Club, and I'll try to, QCWA Wireless, Quarter Century Wireless Association, and apply to them for a membership. And everything else, I just taking it one day at a time, you know.
Yes, I'd have known back in the early 80s that, you know, there was amateur radio. I don't know why I didn't, but my first father-in-law, he was a radio man in the Navy. And I mean, he lived and that, but I don't know why he never became a licensed operator. I wish he had of, and I'd have probably got my ticket back then.
Well, I married in 1967. Her dad was a ham back then, and I got exposed to it, but I lived down in Charleston. We lived down in Charleston, he up, and he was up here. So I didn't really get into amateur radio until 1990, and all. I just, too many other things going and all that, so, and then in 1990, I got licensed, December of that year, I got my license, and then got into it, and got active, and started doing more, and of course, he's passed on since then. My wife has too, and she was a ham also, and she got into it after I did even. So it just takes a starting point, and I knew it was around. I just didn't get into it early on like I wanted to or should have, and I wish I had back then. But he got in his radio through the Army. He was in the Army, and he could sit here and he could copy CW at about 45 to 50 words a minute. Copy it, write it down, and tell me what he was conversing with a guy while he and I were talking. So, you know, that was a guy that really knew CW and he enjoyed it. And I know a couple of other friends that if you ever talk to N0TR, now he's a CW man too.
And that while the grandson was here, let's see, this morning we got up and went fishing for a few minutes, and then we came home and learned a little bit about HF. I think we made two park contacts, and then we had to jump the battery off on the four-wheeler and get the four-wheeler going and that. So I exposed him a little bit to HF and that. Hopefully maybe it'll take, and he'll be able to, you know, do something with it at a lot earlier age than I did.
Well, that's the way you start them out, and it's nice to get the younger folks in. You're younger than I am, and get the younger folks than you in, so work on it. And I'm about to pull into the yard. When you get back to your house and your computer, look up 3905ccn.org. That's the Century Club's website, and you'll find out all about our net, what our base frequencies are and everything else, and about NetLogger, which if you don't have it, you can download from off. They have a link for you to download it. It's a free download, so, and we use it for all of our logging, and it makes, you know, on our net, so you can see who's checked in and where they're all from. And like last night, I called a 40-meter net, and I had 1, 2, 3, 4... I had 7 Canadian stations on the list last night, and one of our guys who lives here in South Carolina, he's traveling cross-country and up into Canada, and he was on the Canadian-Montana border last night, and he was in a national park in Canada and just on the Montana state line, so he was working from there. And a lot of people worked him last night, too. So, anyway, lots of good things, but check out the website. It'll tell you a lot about us and everything, and then give you a hint as to where the frequencies are. We're on all bands. We're on 20, 40, 75, and we do PSK, RIDI, CW, the whole nine yards on those bands. So check us out. Talk to you later. I'm back to the house, and dog probably is ready to get out. Catch you later. Have a good one. W2T, clear.
Well, Rusty, you enjoy the rest of the day, and you say it's 3905, and the net's going to be on 20 meters, 14320, around 3 o'clock.
Yeah, it'll be somewhere around 14320. I don't know where the NCS today will land. It'll just be wherever he can find an open spot. We tell people that, and like I said, the net is 390. The website is 3905ccn.org, and you'll find all the information on there. All right, talk to you later. 73W2T clear.
KN4TSW clear.
This is Kilo Papa 3 Uniform, KP3 Uniform, radio check, anyone please? 2345-54321, testing radio check, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 54321, KP3 Uniform. 1-2-3-4-5-5-4-3-2-1, testing 1-2-3-4-5-5-4-3-2-1, test of transmission, Kilo Papa 3, Uniform.